everyone. I'm Susan Campbell, and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Anna.
I have a kind of weird question to ask you.
Okay, I'm good at those.
Let's pretend like no one's listening because okay. This is unfiltered marketing.
Yeah, just forget that, you know.
Have you ever had a girl crush?
Yes.
Oh.
I have had many girl crushes.
Does Christopher know about this?
Yeah, he does. My first was probably Rose from Golden Girls.
Mm.
And my second was probably Lorelai Gilmore from Gilmore Girls, which you and I have bonded over many a time. She's
my spirit animal.
Yes, absolutely my spirit animal. Yeah, just anybody that... you know, inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to start a bed and breakfast, you know, and just drink coffee all day and have a hot love interest that works at a burger joint? I mean,
we should let people know she's PG-13 rated.
Oh, yeah, it is totally. I mean, she's just living her best life.
Yeah.
And I love her.
Her best TV life.
Most people say Oprah, but it's not. And you know that
Ellen.
I love Ellen. But Lorelai Gilmore, Lauren Graham,
yes,
is actually an author, and she has written a really good nonfiction book.
Interesting.
Called Someday, Someday, Maybe.
Do you have it?
Oh, yes.
Can I borrow it?
Yes, you totally can. Do you have a girl crush?
I do.
How many?
I mean, if I thought about it, I've probably got a few, but there's one real life person that I have a girl crush on.
I don't have a real life one.
Her name's Carla Martinez.
Hmm.
She's the president of the Kansas City Women's Chamber. And she was also in charge of my leadership program that I went through in Kansas City. And she's just one of the most inspiring people that I know because she's always positive. Mm-hmm. I literally have never seen her like be negative or have a bad day. She is a super connector. Like if you need something or you're looking for type of business, she's got referrals out the wazoo.
She's like people. A real life Rolodex.
Oh yeah. But legitimate, like people know and love and respect her. And so they would do anything for her. And if she refers someone to you, they know it's like a solid reference.
Oh, that's good.
And I mean, now we get to work closely with them because we help with their social media for Kansas City Women's Chamber. So I'm excited that we actually get to talk to our girl crush today.
Awesome.
Yeah. And secret's out because I don't think she knows that. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry, Carla.
Don't be creeped
out.
Don't be creeped totally out. Totally
platonic. Very platonic. But she does have great hair and style.
She really does. I'm excited to just pick her brain about what inspired her, why she thought there might be something missing in the world of networking for women specifically.
Yeah.
And that's just a big undertaking. And it's been so positive. And where does she see it growing? And how can people take something that they're passionate about, like she is about connecting people and networking,
right,
and actually make something tangible out of it?
Oh, yeah. Her story is so cool. And I'm sure she'll share it with us. But she actually started her own graphic design company. Mm-hmm. Like way back when she was a mom with kids at home and worked all the time, and it grew to a place where she knew it would need to explode or she would need to go a different route. And that's how she got into working with chambers. And so,
And that reminds me of Susan's story. I mean, starting, identifying something that needed to be done, and starting out small and growing, like it's just amazing. We're always inspired by girl bosses.
Yeah. Women I know. Bosses. It's fun to see when Susan and Carla do get to see each other, which isn't as often, but like we recently went to the Little Black Dress event and Carla and Susan gave each other big hugs. And Susan's not even really a hugger.
Mm-mm,
so,
that's a big
but
deal.
But Carla is, and she will get
She'll
in your
get
bubble.
In.
So yeah, I think this will be very inspiring. Men, do not be
deterred.
Yeah, it's still a great podcast to listen to, just like Jen said about passions becoming your work and how you can support women in business. I mean, that's so massive in today's world.
Yeah.
So hope you all enjoy as we speak with Carla Martinez from the Kansas City Women's Chamber. Okay, so today on this episode of Unfiltered Marketing, we have a very special guest with us, one of my favorite people, Carla Martinez, the president of the Kansas City Women's Chamber and executive director of the Harvest Ball Society, because you just need more to do.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Jen Roop, of course, our account manager with SJC Marketing and co-host of this podcast is with us too. And we were just reminiscing about the first time that Jen met Carla.
Yeah, Anna, you asked me if I wanted to come to a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that sounds like fun. Let's just, you know, put on some cute athletic pants and... go to Kansas City for the day. And I didn't check the weather. And it was one of the coldest days ever.
I mean, so it was in...
It was May 1st.
It was May 1st.
It was so and it was
to be the most beautiful day of the year.
And it was rainy. Windy as all get out. Mm-hmm. Super rainy and maybe like 45 degrees is what it felt like.
So I've got like capri pants on and a... And Anna's like, just meet me out there. Somebody will get you on a golf cart and I'll meet you out. And she brought all these decorations to have like decorate her little spot.
Yeah, because we were going to have like a photo booth basically.
Yeah, and I get out there and she's in a camp chair just shivering. And
because, on the most scenic hole on the course.
Right, that's what you told us, Carla.
The wind was blowing over our chairs and I was
hilarious. Sat out there for 2 hours and then finally I called and I was like, someone come get us, send help.
It was a fun day though.
Yeah.
Lots of really great people. That was a good tournament.
And they stayed.
Yeah.
They stayed all day.
Those dedicated golfers.
Absolutely.
And then the next time we did a lunch and learn with the chamber about LinkedIn marketing.
That was
fun.
That was a really good crowd. You had a lot of really good members in the chamber that seemed super enthusiastic about learning about what we were talking about, LinkedIn. And they just had so many questions. And it was kind of refreshing to have people that into it. When you're talking about LinkedIn, sometimes people's eyes kind of glaze over.
Right.
But they were like, taking notes and asking really good questions. And so it was really fun.
Yeah, it was very interactive.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of follow-up calls from that. People like wanting to ask more questions and keep the conversation going. So
that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Because these women, that is a limited lunch, learn over lunch that we do every other month. And they take all of those sessions pretty seriously and love that opportunity to just dig in.
Yeah.
And so they've all been so fun and yours was really good. So
good.
I appreciate that.
Thanks.
So you have several educational things that you offer through the KC Women's Chamber.
Yes. Every other month we do a members only learn over lunch and it's an hour and a half hour of networking and then an hour of some educational opportunity. And it's great. It's a box lunch free event for them. And we make sure that topics stay really relevant and are sure to ask our members what they're really looking for. And
what's that's hot interesting. Right then. So what are some of the other topics they've asked about?
Right now, next month, we have coming up one about transitions because there's so many women right now of all ages who are going through major transitions, whether it's job, you know, family, relocation. There's just so much going on. And specifically, it seems like the over 50, I would say now probably over 40, they're trying to reinvent themselves a little bit. And I think we're all looking at the world a little bit differently and our jobs a little bit differently because, you know, the work-life balance has changed so much. So it's become a big deal. So we have two great women who have a program, actually the ex-mayor of Kansas City, Kay Barnes, and Sandra Mellinger, who has been a real icon to the Northland as well as to Kansas City. And they're going to be talking about that topic. They have a program through Park University and are going to give us a taste of what that's about.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
Yeah, it'll be good and very relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before we get, because I want to talk more about the chamber, because it's still a fairly new chamber, just over a year old. But give us some of your background, because I first met you when you were working with another chamber and you were doing a leadership class. And that's where I just fell in love with you, Carla.
Anna's got a girl crush.
But you relate to the marketing world because you used to own your own graphic design company.
I did. But I am old school. So I started as a commercial artist, actually. So I was on the drawing board and doing a lot of illustration and that sort of thing. Did a lot of hand lettering back when that's how we did it and was going to school actually for commercial art. And then someone brought in this little machine with a 4-inch screen that was one of the first little Macs. So I actually started on McWrite and McDraw. So
that ages me.
Went all through that series and watched it evolve into PageMaker and now is InDesign. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So actually when IBM would bring a big machine to Kansas City, we would have, you know, all the creative people in Kansas City would get together and do the unveiling and they would talk and we would have panels and talking about Adobe coming to town and really getting to speak hands-on to those people because they wanted to come to this city and unveil a lot of stuff. So it was great being a designer at that time because you could really touch everything and learn as you went. But even watching printing going from, I used to literally make color separation and plates and do all of that process in the printing world. So you had to know a little bit about photography. You had to know it all at that time.
Yeah.
So you learned.
And how long did you do that?
I had my own business. I worked in that market and worked at PR firms and ad agencies throughout the late 80s, early 90s, and then started working in print shops and got a taste of the inside, the actual building of pieces, and then opened my own business in 94 and did that until 2005. So,
wow. While you are raising kids and everything.
Absolutely.
Superwoman.
I know.
Speaking of Halloween, what are you?
Well, I went through Kauffman Fast Track. I was in one of the first classes, so that really gave me a jump start and confidence to jump out on my own. And, you know, my father had his own business. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, so.
Yeah, I love it. I know there were some years in between there where you did some other things, but was some of that passion that you just talked about, having an entrepreneurial spirit, being a woman-owned business, what gave you a vision for starting the Kansas City Women's Chamber?
Well, no, I didn't have a vision for starting the Kansas City Women's Chamber. As you know, Anna, this was not something that was a master plan. I left Chamber World thinking that I was going to go out and start another business and do something completely different. But I was surrounded by these incredible women that I had met through leadership experiences that were in my life. Actually, we gathered. We drank a lot of wine.
Yeah, tell them about your little, what were those called?
Wise Women and Wine.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's right up our alley.
Yes. We had a group that met about once a month, and we'd get together and just share a little bit about each other and things that inspired us. Sometimes we would talk about a book. Sometimes it was a kitchen gadget, whatever was inspirational at the time. So these women just started peeling back layers of themselves, and we really bonded as a group. So when we were out networking and doing other things, it would come back, that group, every time saying, we really need to do something. And then they started telling me stories about the fact that they were all doing business together, and this group allowed them to make connections and really do some great business together. So it evolved into the fact of maybe we should look at this as a chamber because we're doing commerce together. So that's kind of how it started. I went around the city and interviewed numerous CEOs of organizations and talked to them about what was missing in Kansas City. It was a woman's organization that really could connect and inspire women. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things out there, but nothing to really inspire and then not be ashamed to say, we all need to make a living too. So we want to do good business together. So with women, if you can network and then connect and build a relationship, naturally business comes after that. So
yeah. So with all of the talk about, you know, the gender gap and pay differences between men and women who are, you know, working the same jobs, how are you taking a positive spin towards inspiring women and encouraging them to go get what they want out of their work life?
Well, I think it's coming naturally just by gathering women in a place together. They're getting more confident. I watch women like yourself and continue to evolve and get really stronger as you grow and make more connections and learn about the city and what's going on in the community. You know a little bit more about politics than you did the day before. Right. You know a little bit more about how everything works. And once you get a feel for that, I think naturally you just become more confident.
Yeah.
And then you're out there standing up for yourself. The next thing you know, you're asking for that next opportunity or going after that next opportunity. And that's a big deal. It's a voice that we've always had. We're just really finding a better platform, I think, right now.
But, or you're more brave when you've had friends or colleagues say, you can do this. And encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's taken us so long. I mean, we certainly have encouraged or watched men do it for years. And I think I'm not, you know, woman power. But I certainly love the fact when women can inspire each other and build great friendships and become
more
confident.
Empowering.
Oh my gosh, it's so empowering. And we build tribes, as you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of a neat thing to watch. And I love watching women be successful at it and evolve. And that's good.
Well, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll dig more into what the Chamber offers people in Kansas City. Because it's not just for women. I mean,
no, those who support women in business.
Exactly. So we'll take a little break and be back.
Hey, Anna.
What?
I'm trying to get my colleagues more involved in our social media strategy. Do you have any tips?
I've actually got a great social wow for you.
Oh my gosh.
A workout of the week. Here's what you should do.
Tell me
put
more.
Put together a shared document. Maybe you use Google Drive. Maybe you've got some sort of project management system. Mm-hmm. And ask your coworkers to add link ideas, resources you can use, pictures you could post, maybe some behind the scenes stuff people have taken. And then it's not all on you to be coming up with constant fresh ideas.
Right. So you have this a pool of content that's curated by all the people on your
Absolutely.
Team. So it's unique and it's interesting.
And you may not be able to use all of it, but it could be a great place when you are just feeling brain dead or have writer's block and someone else has a great idea and it gets them involved. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So put together a shared document or portal and have everyone start contributing ideas. And then you still have control as the marketing person over what gets used or not.
Yep. And that's a great way to have everybody's voice be involved in social media, which gives really good company culture to your social media platforms, which is important.
And it's that simple.
Easy peasy.
Good question, Jen. So we're back with Carla and Jen and me, Anna, and Zach's here too, but we didn't give him a mic today because it's all about the ladies. But I wanted you to just give our listeners a little kind of nutshell of who the Kansas City Women's Chamber is, the purpose behind it, and how women can get involved. We'll start there so you don't have to remember a bunch of questions.
Okay. Well, the chamber is a member-based organization. Structured much like any other chamber of commerce where there are annual fees. We do 2 networking events a month. Every other month, we do a full membership luncheon. Again, we talked about the opposite months. We do a learn over lunch, which is an educational series, members only. And that's a benefit of membership. And then we try to do an after hours or a coffee every month as well. So another networking event. Then we have committee work. So you can get involved in smaller groups and work on projects. We just last week had our annual little black dress event.
Yeah.
That was great fun. And
you went to that, right?
Yes. I was on the committee too. That's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
It is, yes. And a great night of wine and chocolate.
So much good food.
And I'll tell you, Above and Beyond Catering does the food and they pair it with the wine.
Oh my gosh.
We hold it at Black on Burlington in North Kansas City. So another great women-owned business. And we have, speaking of men, a great member named Bob Lohmeyer, and he owns Heart of America Foods. And this was his idea, actually.
Was
his
it really?
Creation, which is the best part of it all. We were talking about fundraisers and what that could really look like. And he brought a quote from Karl Lagerfeld, and it's about wearing a little black dress. And he said, this would be a great event for you to hold. And so we kind of built from there. So that's been really great. He brings the wine. Roxanne pairs the wine with food and Chef Tina over there at Above and Beyond. So they do tremendous work to put that event together. Mm-hmm. And then we have an auction. We had a little puppy donated this year.
That was adorable. So cute. He was like part chihuahua, part
which I thought would be
a little
you know, rat looking dog, but
no,
it was adorable.
So did somebody buy him?
Oh,
there?
Yeah.
Oh, they fell in love. This woman fell in love.
Yeah, I can't remember how much we went for, but we had a Blake Shelton signed guitar. We had an Eric Hosmer bat, signed bat.
Yes.
We had some amazing, I got outbid like that on the Kate Spade purse. There's this beautiful Kate Spade, and I was the first one to bid, thinking, like, I'll get it going. And the next bid was, like, $100 over me. I was like, well, I'm out.
I got a really cool SJC basket.
Did you get the coffee
basket? I did.
Oh, good.
Full of yummy coffees and coffee cups and stuff. So, yes. So, I'm eager to try some of those coffees. I went to go, because I have a Keurig, and I went to go. I thought, I'll make a quick one with my little pod to add coffee, and they were beans, so.
Oh, no, I should have gotten them up for you.
Oh, no, I can do that.
Too.
I just was on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah, they smell phenomenal.
Oh, good. Can I go next year?
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Susan came
so
this year,
fun.
And I think she had a blast. She brought Jeffrey, her son, too, and I was like, this is the place to meet women. I mean, there were men, too.
Hey,
but
now, that's not what it's for.
but it's great fun.
It was great fun. Yes. Always have a signature Carla's cocktail for the evening, too.
Fun.
So that kind of goes with all the pairings as well. But
right. So what was it this year?
It was a Carla's mule.
It was kind of like a Moscow mule.
But they did some fresh mint in it. So It was kind of a cross between a mojito and a mule.
It was
kind of
spicy. That ginger beer was
it was gingery. Delicious.
That's the ticket to a good Moscow mule.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, good stuff.
So that's the one, like, big main event that you have each year. But then along the way, these other after hours and luncheons are also great fun and great places to network, too.
And we've been fortunate enough to hold them in really unique places all over the city.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, we were down in the West Bottoms, and the gal that is in charge of the redevelopment of Kemper Arena that's going to manage that space came and spoke and gave us an update on everything going on down in the Bottoms, which was super cool. Mm-hmm. We have had an opportunity to be at the Monarch Room, the Blue Room at the Jazz Museum.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was great, too.
And that's what's great, because it's Kansas City Metro, so it covers even the Kansas City, Kansas side of things.
Absolutely.
Up to the Northland, over, I mean, we haven't gotten as east with some of our events, but we still have members from Blue Springs and Lee Summit area.
Right.
So,
yeah. We have three or four new members in the last month from Lee Summit, so we're really drawing in some women from east. Mm-hmm. We do try to keep our meetings down the main corridor.
Right.
From north to south, so that it's easy for everyone to get to. Mm-hmm. We did a coffee a few months ago out at Bling, out at Hawthorne Plaza, a great member of ours. And that was a great event where they opened early and did some private shopping. Mm-hmm. So
I think we got a new member from that event.
We did,
too.
Yes.
So yeah, it's great when people can bring guests to, so they can see what it's all about. And it seems like the second they do, they're like, why am I not part of this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I need to be.
We did a luncheon out at the Veterans Community Project last month where they're building the tiny houses. Another day that was supposed to be a beautiful day that we decided to grill outside on these big, fabulous grills. And it was really, really cold. So luckily they could accommodate us and we all sandwiched in inside, because one thing about this group of women is we just roll with it.
Yeah.
And they're so easy. They know we're there to network and, again, ultimately do business together. Mm-hmm. So they're eager to meet and they don't mind getting in tight spaces. And I'm just jumping in with each other.
That's
so
fun.
It's super chill.
Yeah,
it's good.
It really is. There are some differences between what someone might experience with like a, I'm quoting, you can't see it right now, but a normal chamber.
Traditional
chamber structure and the women's chamber, because we don't really do ribbon cuttings, but we definitely provide resources for our members. So
our members come first and their businesses definitely come first. The chamber is secondary in this role. Our job is to make sure that we are highlighting and making your business shine. That's our motivation. And to do that, we need to bring you all together and get you all together. The traditional, I think it's just the traditional chamber world that I came from versus, you know, they just had some unspoken rules and it just made it harder. It was more traditional.
Different structures can
completely.
Take the focus more on the rules instead of the actual like meat of why you guys are all there.
And then it becomes about the chamber.
Yeah.
Not about the business.
And the members.
And, and this needs to be about the business. This is about, my favorite thing is looking across a room and finding someone who's not having a conversation and knowing exactly who they need to meet and going over and snatching them up and introducing them or getting them in a conversation where they need to meet someone so they can do good business together.
Yeah.
And we have a new staff person and she's really picking up on that as well. That's our role. That's what we should be doing constantly, making sure that you're meeting your next client, but also meeting somebody that's going to inspire you. And I'm going to say it, I collect people in my life. And in doing that, the best thing about it is when you can connect those two people and then they start a relationship and start doing great business together. And that just keeps growing and mushrooming like that.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, one of your biggest strengths is that you are such a connector of people and you hear someone talking about maybe a need they have in their business. And then you're saying, oh, do you know so-and-so with this business? Let me introduce you because they would be a great resource for you. I know it's been beneficial to us. And I always think about the story that you told about when you connected Amy and Vicky to each other. And maybe this was pre-chamber, but
it was during the Wise Women.
Yes. But they ended up doing like hundreds of thousands of dollars of business together. And that was because of a connection. in through Carla and
a good bottle of wine.
And a good bottle of wine. That can solve a lot of problems. What is something that has happened because of this chamber that you maybe didn't anticipate or wasn't your...
A pleasant surprise.
I would guess our kickoff.
Oh my gosh.
Would have been more than a pleasant surprise.
How many people were there? Like 400?
400 women showed up. And I said, if 50 showed up, we would be really excited. Oh, the people that were hosting us that I kept telling me, Carla, there's going to be hundreds of people here. And I would laugh and say,
this was your first, like,
this was our first,
we're launching.
This was our coming out. We're happening and we're going to try this and we're starting boots on the ground. So again, I said, okay, if we do 100 people, because I know a lot of people. And so I thought that would be great. And they just kept coming. And the energy in the room that night.
Oh my gosh, it was so loud in there. It was amazing.
It was. But I mean, the hair on my arm stood up the whole time. I was really emotional.
You were like, what have I done?
Expected. Yeah. And from every corner of the city, I would ask people, you know, where are you from? Because I was just floored. Women came from everywhere. And then I knew right then and there that we have a need in this city. Right. They're not getting fulfilled in what's out there. So we need to create something that they can really own. Mm-hmm. And we can figure out how they can get together, get to know each other, slow down, and do some great business together. Mm, so
that's awesome. Oh yeah, I was thinking about that because I got to go to the launch and I remember walking in and I was just like, oh my gosh, how many people are here? How did you market that event?
Strictly social media.
An email too, maybe? Getting an email with the flyer. But I think it was just my leadership group or something. Maybe someone shared it.
It would probably be shared because I took no contacts with me along the way. I started completely from scratch. Yeah. It was an interesting ride and just people found us. And the Facebook and social media network is incredible. Mm-hmm. And I keep my personal life and my professional life, try to keep those really separate on Facebook and things like that so I could own a little piece of myself. Mm-hmm. But we just started connecting through that and really pushing it out there. Luckily, the old graphic designer in me, I was able to handle, you know, getting my logo going and starting somewhat of a website. Mm-hmm. And then thank goodness, still was connected with Anna, so JC jumped in and helped us get all of those back pieces together. And
that was kind of a whirlwind.
It was a whirlwind because after that fact, it was like, okay, we went from, okay, we're starting this to jumping in and saying, okay, now we have 400 women we need to foster and get together and find out what they need and what they want.
Exactly.
So, how do you communicate with your members? Is it still on social media? Do you have a group or?
Our Facebook page is very, very active.
Okay.
I will tell you that Anna takes care of our Facebook page.
So if you don't like it, sorry.
But she does a great job and she's getting really creative with photography, which I love because that's a piece of it that she's really capturing some moments for us during our events and things. So that's been great. But email is important as well. We do a constant contact newsletter, but I don't know if email marketing is getting as much attention as just straight up social media. These are busy, busy women. Every one of them are working off their phones. Sometimes there is a group that it's still picking up the phone and having to have a conversation, you know? So I think that you can't choose one above the other. You just have to keep doing it in all the ways you can.
And I think you have such great advocates. I mean, the women who are part of the chamber are so supportive of it and they want everyone else to know about it. So I hear...
They push it out.
Oh, yeah. It's word of mouth for sure is a big part of that
piece.
And that's the fact I remember when we were close to 1,000 followers on Facebook, we pushed something out and said, hey, we're almost at 1,000 likes. Help us get there and we'll do some giveaways. And it was like instantaneous that all of a sudden the likes were just coming in.
Right.
And, you know, I've been part of pages like that before and you're like, oh, I don't really feel comfortable sharing this on my personal page. But people did. And I mean, we're well over 1,000 likes now, which is really great.
Right.
And we're on Twitter as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a powerful tool. And it's kind of one of those necessary evils because sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh, like it's constant. You got to be on it all the time. Because, I mean, that's what we do for our clients and that's what we tell our clients, but it's also such a cool tool to be able to use.
Well, when you share just the statistics with me about what's gone on, it's amazing seeing those numbers.
The analytics on
that. Oh my gosh, yes. Things have really changed because Anna's really dedicated to constant.
Yep.
And she just stays on there. And, you know, sometimes I think, oh, slow down a little bit. But that consistency has really proven to make a huge, significant change in our organization. So.
Yeah, it's been good. And when you're
you turn this around, made it about you.
I did not. I did not do that on purpose.
Good.
She's over here blushing.
I learned from the best.
I wanted to ask, where do you see this chamber going in the next, 5 years? I mean, what are some of your hopes and dreams for it?
Well, I feel like we're just getting started. You know, we're just getting our feet under us. We're really being recognized now by other organizations. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were just about a year old when the president of the Missouri Chamber came in town and called me. And I thought, oh, someone noticed us. So that's kind of a good thing. And we're getting lots of calls to do some collaborative things. So I just see continuing to do that. There's some great organizations that are doing some things that we're not, that it would make sense that we do some events together and collaborate in that way. Of course, you know, leadership is my passion.
Yes.
And so hoping to create some sort of a leadership program, there's been a big ask for that. I think we have a unique model that we could probably create something that could be different than anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely don't want to, you know, duplicate services that are already out there because we have some great resources for women in Kansas City.
Right.
But something unique that challenges women, because this group, it's continuously challenging them. That's they just can't get enough. And I love that. And so I want to just be able to keep feeding them to help make them successful and keep connecting them. And I love the fact that no one's afraid to talk about, we all need to make a living. Mm-hmm. And as women, we need to be able to take care of ourselves and our families. And
but you give them a platform to be like, hey, I'm smart and I'm able and I'm capable and I'm going to do big things and not feel braggadocious about it and feel proud of themselves. And I think sometimes women feel like they get asked to quiet down a little bit about that kind of stuff or be humble, but it's probably freeing to be able to be like, I'm so-and-so and I've started my own business and I'm successful and have people applaud you instead of say, well, she's full of herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. I use the fact of when I was interviewing CEOs, I interviewed a new CEO of a very large organization and she told me, oh my gosh, my first week on the job, 30 organizations called me and asked me to sit on their board. And I thought, oh my, that's so sad.
Right, that they were...
That we don't have enough women that as soon as one becomes an executive, that everyone in the city needs a female to sit on their board or to be forefront. There's something wrong with that picture. Yeah. So if we can create more people out there to get involved and create more leadership roles for women, you know, that's great because most of the boards in Kansas City look the same.
Right.
And they're lacking in, you know, diversity of all kinds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this has been so fun and wonderful. And I feel like every time we get together, I'm just inspired by you and just your passion.
You.
Thank you. How can people get in touch with you if they've got questions about joining the chamber or resources for women in business? What's the best way to get
a
hold of you?
We are Kansas City Women's Chamber of Commerce and we are kcwomenschamber.com.
Yes.
So you can Google us or look us up.
Yeah.
And there's a Facebook page that's great. So follow us on that because there's all kinds of information on that. And we have a calendar of events on our website at, again, kcwomenschamber.com. And that will show you networking events. Again, our networking events, feel free to come. We usually say if you come to two events, you should be able to make a pretty good decision about whether you want to join or not. That should showcase us well. Grab me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let me know who you want to meet. And I would gladly introduce you. Another thing that I feel really proud about our organization is that these women welcome each other. No one comes and feels like they don't belong. And I hope you felt that way at the golf tournament.
Oh, no. Yeah. I put my feet up on a fireplace with a bunch of women I'd never met before. And we just hung out. It was great.
It's definitely not clicky like other chambers I've been part of.
We all know why we're there.
Yeah.
And
I had some great conversations with people. So, and that's saying a lot because I am very closed off and shy when it comes to like social situations. So
is that true?
Oh, it is. It is. But not when I feel comfortable.
So it's
nice.
Hard. I know.
I would not have guessed that about you. See, I think
if you dumped me in a room full of people that I did not know, I would be over there against the wall, like texting my mom for help.
Yeah.
But I did not feel that way at the golf tournament.
I would pluck you out of that corner and go introduce you to someone. Because
you had to go. You left me.
Yeah. And I was like, are you going to be okay?
No, I went and got lunch and talked to some women. So it was great. So if I can do
that. That was the party at the fireplace with Neil Smith.
Yes,
that was. Yes. He was there golfing that day even.
See, we have men that support us.
If women who have any kind of social anxiety can make a go at it and feel comfortable at one of your events, then you're doing something right.
That's awesome. Thank
great
you
testament.
For that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.